There is a halacha that when it comes to edim, as we know, the edei kiddushin is the highest of the highest importance when a person wants to choose edei kiddushin, because the witnesses that a person chooses, that's what does the marriage. That means, even if you have everybody, all the guests are there, the rabbi is there, if the person is going to use edim pesulim, either they are pasul, machmat, kurva, because of the fact that they are related to either Khatan or Rekalla, afilu, if one of them is related, then the whole marriage ceremony doesn't take place. That means there are different types of edut. There are different types of testimonies. Over here is edut lekiyum hadavar. That means without the testimony of the two edim, two witnesses, there is no marriage. Certain times, let's say when a person gives a loan to somebody, the loan is valid. I gave a loan, $20, $100, $1,000. At the end of the day, you need edim to be able to get it back. That is lebirur hadavar, for clarification. That if the other party, let's say the borrower, wants to deny, and I don't have a written document, and I don't have edim, at least one witness, so where is birur hadavar, the guy who could deny? And Shalom Alisrael, that's why, lechatchila for sure, afilu to your cousin, to your friend, to your brother, if you want to give a loan, write a written document with your handwriting, or at least there should be either two witnesses or one witness, that somebody saw that you gave to Afilu $20, because the guy could forget. So the fact that you gave him $10,000, the guy could forget the terms. All these nekudot is always better, is, as they say, it's always emergency to borrow, never emergency to return. You can never find emergency return. It's always emergency, I need it now, immediate. So therefore, if a person wants to make sure that it's going to be given back, the loan, you make sure that, at least you have one witness, two witnesses, or written document, collateral, etc. That's a separate discussion. But let me say, over here is edut lekiyum hadavar. Without proper edim, there is no marriage. You spend whatever amount that you spend, everything is there. But at the end of the day, the edim is what makes the marriage into a marriage. So therefore, the most important, more important than any other aspect of marriage are who are going to be the edim for kiddushin. That they should see, lechatchila, that the chatan is supposed to designate the edim. Atem edai, you are my witnesses. And as I mentioned, they should see the entire giving over the ring into the finger of the kalla. They should see the entire action. Not that at the end it's on the finger. That's not lechatchila. Lechatchila, and according to some, afilu bedieved doesn't work. That means they have to see when the ring goes into the finger of the kalla. So now the point is as follows. Not only this is not only this part is important. It also it says that lechatchila sarich she'am mekadesh ve'am mitkadeshet yiru et shenei ha'edim. Not that they should only be aware of the fact that there are two edim over here. That they should also be able to see the chatan and the kalla, should also be able to see the witnesses. Now regarding the wine, we know that when it comes to birkat, you have two aspects. You have birkat erusin, and that is seder kiddushin, that's the first part, that you say borei peri hagefen and birkat erusin. Now she becomes designated to the husband and prohibited to the rest of the world, but it's not yet 100% permitted to the chatan till you do the sheva berachot. The sheva berachot has to be done with some kind of alcoholic beverage. The birkat erusin doesn't have to be done with alcoholic beverage. If you have wine, bechabot, that's the best. If you don't have wine, then any type of alcoholic beverage is good. Even if you don't have anything, you could still do the first part of the marriage, which is the erusin, the first two berachot, you could still do. So there's another difference between Erusin and Nisuin. Nisuin is the Sheva Berachot, the seven blessings that has to be said. That seven blessing needs 10 men. Everything is, every mitzvah that a person does, lechatchila should be done. The pirsum, you should really do it in a public fashion, that Bezer Hashem, everybody should notice, Kiddush Hashem, the mitzvah is being performed. So, but the ikuva, the Sheva Berachot, should have really 10 men in the presence in that location, and Chatan could be counted one of the men. Now, regarding the wine, as I was mentioning, If the person, let's say, does not have wine, that is rov yain. So one is, once it's not rov yain, so it's a whole question by Sephardim, what is the bracha on such a wine? So let's say, Rav Ovadia writes, based on Maran HaShulchan Aruch, that is not majority wine, the bracha would turn to be shakol niyavid varo. So one time, as the story goes, he has written it over here in Sephardim, that he was Mesadik Kiddushin, by Chatan and Kala, and looked at the hashkacha of the wine, he noticed, Rav Ovadia noticed that majority is not wine. So the beracha becomes shakol niyamit baro. So that's exactly what he said. Mamas, everybody was shocked, and he was the Mesadik Kiddushin. Rav Yehuda Tzadka, the Rosh Yeshiva Purat Yosef, said the first beracha of Sheva Berachot, which is again Borei Pei HaGefen, but again, he also said shakol niyamit baro, when he said Sheva Berachot. So therefore, Lema Aseh, that is as far as the wine is concerned. Person is supposed to make sure that it's a 100% wine. Now,